Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Brachos. Today we will be studying Mishnahs Beis and Gimel. Previously we had discussed when one could interrupt in the middle of a paragraph or in between paragraphs, and now the Mishnah is going to spell out for us exactly when in between the paragraphs is. Elu hein bein haprakim. This is between the paragraphs. Bein bracha rishona lishnia, between the first and second brachas. Bein shnia lishma, between the second bracha and the verse of shma. Uvein shma livahaya im shemoa, and between shma and the first paragraph and the paragraph of vahaya im shemoa. Bein vahaya im shemoa livayomer, between the second and third paragraphs. Bein vayomer leemes vayatsiv, and between the third paragraph and the bracha that begins emes vayatsiv. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Bein Vayomer Lemes Vayatsiv Lo Yafsik. Rabbi Yehuda says, between Vayomer and Emes Vayatsiv, you may not interrupt. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha says, Lama Kadma Shema Levahaya Im Shemawa. Why does Shema come before Vahaya Im Shemawa? Elekadeshi Yikaba Olav O Machu Shemayim Tchila. So that a person should accept upon himself the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, that God is the absolute ruler. He should do that first. Va'achar kach yikaba olav ol mitzvos. And afterwards, he should accept upon himself the yoke of mitzvos. So first I accept that God is king and he has absolute control, after which I agree that I am obligated in his commandments. V'haya im shemoa l'vayomer. And why does the paragraph of v'haya im shemoa come before the paragraph of vayomer? She'v'haya im shemoa noheg b'yom u'b'layla. Vayomer eno noheg ela b'yom. Because the content of the paragraph Vahaya im Shemoa is relevant both by day and by night, but the paragraph of Vayomer is only relevant by day. So it's a subordinate concept. Let's take a look at the Bar Neuro. First section has to deal with separating between the paragraphs. Bein Vayomer le'emes le'yatsiv lo yafsik. Between the third paragraph of Vayomer and the bracha after Shema of Emes V'yatsiv, he may not interrupt. Dichsiv v'Hashem Elokim Emes. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says that Hashem, God, is true. Hilkach ein mafsikin bein ani Hashem Elokeichem le'emes. So the paragraph of Vayomer ends with the words Hashem Elokeichem. We may not interrupt between the words Hashem Elokeichem and the word emes, in order to paraphrase this verse in Jeremiah, v'chein halacha, and this is the halacha, and such is our practice today. V'haya im shemoa noheg bein b'yom bein b'layla. The content of v'haya im shemoa is relevant both by day and by night. Dichsiv ba v'limadtem osam es b'neichem. It says you shall teach them to your children. V'talmud Torah noheg bein b'yom bein b'layla. So the content of this paragraph has to deal with Talmud Torah, teaching Torah, and that is something that we're obligated in all day long, day and night. Vayomer eno noheg ala b'yom. The content of Vayomer only applies to the day. De'es be parshas tzitzis, she'eno neheges b'layla, dechsiv urisemoso. That contains the section dealing with tzitzis, and tzitzis only apply during the day, not at night, because of the verse, Urisemoso, you shall see them, which excludes wearing them with night clothes, as we have said previously. That is Mishnah Beis. We now continue with Mishnah Gimel. Hakoreh Shema v'lo hishmiya la'azno yatsa. If someone says the Shema, and he doesn't hear the words in his ears, he still fulfills his obligation. Rabbi Yose Omer lo yatsa. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that he does not fulfill his obligation. If he reads the Shema, but he isn't careful to properly pronounce the words, the letters, Rabbi Yose Omer Yatza, Rabbi Yossi says he fulfills his obligation, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yatza, Rabbi Yehuda says he does not fulfill his obligation. Hakore Lemafreya, someone who reads Lemafreya means backwards, someone who reads the contents of Shema out of order, Lo Yatza, he does not fulfill his obligation. Karavetah, Yachzur Lamakum Shetah. Someone who reads and makes a mistake, he goes back to the place where he made a mistake. So again, let's look at the Bar Neuro. Rabbi Yose Omer Lo Yatza. If someone doesn't hear the words in his ears, Rabbi Yossi says he doesn't fulfill his obligation. Dixiv, Shema. It says hear. What does Shema mean? Hishama la'aznecha masha ata motzi mipicha. That you should hear in your ears what's coming out of your mouth. So the very fact that we're saying Shema tells us to hear. So why does the first opinion in the Mishnah disagree? Feels you do fulfill your obligation even if you don't hear it. The Tanakama savar, Shema, b'kol lashon shata shomea. The Tanakama, the first opinion, feels that Shema means that you should say it in any language that you understand. B'hilchasek Tanakama. And the halacha follows the opinion of the Tanakama, so that we don't have to hear Shema in our ears, obviously it's still good too, but that Shema means that it can be said in any language. V'lo diktek b'yosi oseha, he's not careful to pronounce all the letters properly. L'hutzian b'sfasav yafe, to get them out of his lips properly. V'beis tevos shehateva hashnia mitcheles ba'os shehateva harishonen digmeres. This is talking about when two words are together, and the second word begins with the same letter that the first word ends with, kagon alivavecha, such as on your heart, alivavecha, esev besadcha, va'avadtem mehera. Im eno nosein riach b'nehem lehafridam, nimse kore oso shte osios keos achas. If you don't separate between them, then you're really just saying one word with the letter in between them serving purpose for both. Alivavecha, you have to say it a. Livavecha. And you see in some Siddurim they have a vertical line separating the Avadhem Mehera, that you have to stop, pause, say the second one so you don't run the same letter together. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says you do fulfill your obligation. The halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, and this is the halacha, that if you are not careful in your pronunciation, you still fulfill your obligation. Mihu lechatchila tzarek ledaktek b'yossi aseha. But optimally, one should be careful to properly pronounce the words. And now the Bartonura goes on and he gives a couple of other examples about grammatical aspects of Shema, about the Shva, if, what kind it is. The one I think that's most noteworthy that we're probably familiar with, or that at least we've seen people do, even if we don't know why, is that we have to pronounce the Zion of Tizkeru clearly, so that it's clear that it's a Zion and not a Shin. Because if it was a Shin, it would be Tizkeru, that we should have Sar, that we should get merit. And it's not appropriate for us to say that we're doing these mitzvos in order that we shall merit. We're saying it in order that we shall remember. Hakari lemafreya, someone who reads the paragraphs out of order. Hiktim pasuk shlishi l'sheni, v'sheni l'rishon u'kiyotze b'zeh. He says the third verse before the second verse before the first verse, etc. Lo yatsa, dechziv v'hayu hadvarim. He doesn't fulfill his obligation because it says these words shall be. V'havisan yiyu, klomar kamosha hein sedurim b'torah. You have to say these words, the way they're written in the Torah. You can't just mix them up in any order. You have to actually say them the way the Torah writes them. Umihu, im hikdim parshas vayomer leparshas vahaya im shemoa, if he says the third paragraph before the second paragraph, uparshas vahaya im shemoa lishma, and he says the second paragraph before the first paragraph, nira de ein ze choshev lemafreya v'yotze. It would appear that this is not considered out of order, and he does fulfill his obligation. Shahari enan seduros kein zula achar zu b'torah, because the paragraphs aren't in this particular order in the Torah anyway. So, yes, we have an order in which the paragraphs should be said, but that's not etched in stone because they're already not in the same order as they appear in the Torah. Someone who makes a mistake should return to the place where he erred, yachshur l'makam shita'a. Imbeid perek l'perek ta'a, she'eno yodea be'eza perek hivsik, ulerosh eza perek yachzor, chazor lehefsik rishon, shehu v'haya im shemoa. If he makes a mistake and he doesn't know in which paragraph he made the mistake, then he should go back to the first break, which is V'haya im Shemoa. V'harambam omer shehu v'yahavta es Hashem. And the Rambam says he should even go back to V'yahavta es Hashem, which is the beginning of the first paragraph after the verses of Shema. V'im be'emsa haperek pasak, sheyodea haperek, shepasak bo. And if he makes his mistake in the middle of a paragraph and he knows which paragraph he's in, avo'enu yodea be'ezeb makom me'oso perek pasak, but he doesn't know where in the paragraph he made his mistake, chozer l'rosh oso haperek. Then he should go back to the beginning of that paragraph. Hayakore uchsav tam, ve'enu yodea imhu be'uchsav tam shel shma o be'uchsav tam shel v'haya im shemoa. If he made a mistake in the word uchsav tam, and he doesn't know if it's in the paragraph of Shema or the paragraph of V'haya im Shemoa, chozer l'uchsav tam shal Shema. he should go back to the Uchsavtam Shal Shema. Vim this topic la'achar shehizchil l'man yirbu. And if he starts to wonder whether he made a mistake after he started the words l'man yirbu, eno chozer shal harego l'shona hu holech. Then he doesn't have to go back, because you can assume then that he's continuing saying the proper thing out of force of habit. And that is the end of the third Mishnah in the second chapter of Maseches Brachos.